So apparently this guy just jumped from space. That's a big deal. So this guy, Felix Baumgartner, which I'm not sure if that's his name, but that's the name that I'm going with in my head from what I've read briefly on the internet. He was doing this crazy Red Bull challenge, which Red Bull always does all these crazy challenges, and I don't even like Red Bull. I don't even drink Red Bull, so I wasn't really paying attention to anybody who was doing one of their crazy challenges. But apparently, this guy decided that for his Red Bull challenge this year, he was going to jump from space. The logistics of jumping from space, I don't quite understand. I'm not very sciencey, although I do like science. I'm just not very sciencey. He jumped from space. And the tragic thing about this is not that he died, because he didn't die, he survived. Just want to get that out there. The tragic thing is that I missed it. A little something about me. I have massive fear of missing out. It's called FOMO. Fear of missing out. I like to know everything. I don't know why I like to know everything, but I like to know everything. It's why I'm addicted to the internet. It's why I always have to be in on the gossip of the people that I know. It's why I'm really annoying all the time. Fear of missing out. I want to be involved. I like to know what things people are talking about. I like to add my own witty commentary. You know, because I'm ridiculous. So when this guy jumped from space, I was busy. I was busy doing something else. I was busy not watching this random guy jump from space, which is a huge deal. It's huge. Who jumps from space? Not me. I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of almost everything, actually. I'm very fearful. It's weird. I'm not very adventurous, but whatever. Anyway, so this guy jumps from space and I'm busy. I'm busy not watching it. Because I was on YouTube, where this was being broadcast, and somehow I still missed it. I was on YouTube watching videos of Peter Gabriel, who I love. I love Peter Gabriel. I can't even explain why or how much I love him. I just do. I love everything about him. He's like 62 years old. I don't care. I generally don't like old people, but I love him. So I spent like an hour on YouTube today just watching old videos and new videos and just all videos of Peter Gabriel. And in the meantime, this guy is like jumping from space. For those of you who don't know how significant this is, if you were to jump from space, it's like 23 miles. 23 miles of you floating in the air, or not floating, but actually falling. Of you falling 23 miles. I can't imagine falling 5 feet off a stepladder. I'm very, very careful around stepladders because you just never know. Oh God. So I go onto Twitter and I'm like, I'm gonna tweet about the fact that I just watched an hour's worth of Peter Gabriel videos. Because I like to tweet things about my life that are ridiculous. Because almost everything about my life is ridiculous. And I feel like it's entertaining for others. So I go onto Twitter and I tweet about my hour's worth of Peter Gabriel video watching. And literally every person on my feed is tweeting about this space jump. And I'm like, what? What is this? What is a space jump? What is a jump from space? And I'm going through and my friends are tweeting about Red Bull and the space jump and oh my God, this is so significant and oh my God, this is a huge deal and all this stuff. And I'm just like, what is this? So I go onto YouTube and I click the links and I'm like, oh, there's stuff up. There's a guy jumping from space. Oh my God. But it's over. It's over. And I didn't get to see it because I was busy watching Peter Gabriel videos. So now here I am, waiting for the replay, and like YouTube is like down or something, like it crashed because millions of people are watching this guy jump from space. You know, understandable. So YouTube is down. I can't get a replay. I'm sure they won't put the replay up for a little while because now they're doing press conferences and the whole thing because this guy just jumped from space and it's like really important. And I'm like stuck in this like FOMO bubble where I can't watch the video. And I'm just seeing like Instagrams and stills of like the video, but I want to be part of it. I want to commentate. I want to say I watched it, but it's too late. I can't say that because I didn't. Instead, I'll be the girl who, while everyone was watching the space jump live on the internet and on TV, was watching Peter Gabriel videos instead. I'm a failure. I'm an internet failure. I'm a FOMO failure. Actually, I'm a FOMO success. I'm a YOLO failure. Oh, I'm very bad at YOLO. Very bad at it. Very bad. I can't. That needs to be a separate podcast about all the ways I fail at YOLO. But oh my god, this was a bad one. So I'm making a podcast about it. A mini podcast. About my failure to know things and see things and understand things and jumping from space, man. That's a big deal. I have friends who've like skydived and stuff, and I just look at them like, you are crazy. If I saw this guy in real life, this space jumper, you are crazy times 23. One time for each mile that he just jumped. Free fall onto the earth, landed on his feet. I know all of these things, not because I watched it, because I read about it online. After the fact. No witty Twitter commentary from me. Very upset with myself. I don't think I'll ever forgive myself. Anyway, that was my afternoon. I'm gonna go watch last week's Dexter now. Because I'm not good at watching that on time either, I guess. Goodbye forever, internet. Goodbye forever.